This is an MUT Radio podcast.
As part of our main course meal on our brunch rendezvous, our brunch date as the Hlanganani fam, we've got in the building someone that I did say we would be having a conversation with. In the building, we've got, I hope I'm saying it correctly, Uman V Team Rapper.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop,
boop.
How you doing?
I'm good. And how are you doing?
I'm doing good. So we know Kuti Uman V Team Rapper is popularly known as Uman V Team Rapper, right?
Yeah, yeah.
By his fans. He's an upcoming artist who is actually born in Vuyani. Your real name
is Vuyani Mtshali. So.
Yeah, your real name is Vuyani Mtshali. You're born here in KZN, right?
Yeah.
Eshowe.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's great. So you love rap music and you grew up listening to Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, Kendrick Lamar, Questa. Those are some of the people that you grew up listening to.
Yeah, yeah. I born about inspiration in music.
Okay, so we're going to take a trip down memory lane and we're going to speak about Uvuyani Manje, not Uman V Team Rep. Uvuyani as a little kid. Were you that kid who couldn't really shut up all the time? You were just always rapping?
No.
You know?
No, I grew up ekati, you know.
Yeah.
Ngidlala ibhola with Genge, and then lento yokucula was still yabo kumina, and then ngidlala ibhola, and then mangikhula later on then I decided ukuthi into engiyithandayo music, because I started to do music since I was in primary.
Wow.
And then ngakhula nawo kanjalo thili-ke ngize ngibelana ngoba ngisaphusha namanje.
Okay, so I think Gwena, you were just a creative person because you don't only rap but you're also a photographer.
Yeah, I'm just creative.
You just creative.
I'm music, I'm photographer, I'm videographer, I'm graphic designer and other stuff.
Wow, that's a lot. So I know that when it comes to us entering the entertainment world as black people that grew up in homes that are very traditional, they're not always accepting of that particular career path. So how was it like breaking it down to your family? Would you say, I'm not going to study engineering or law. This is what I love and this is what I want to go to. Did you have that challenge? Did they understand?
Yeah, back then back at home, they don't understand indaba yo music. They just want you to fund it.
Yeah, so limal.
Yeah, after they heard you music, and then they see you get booking and perform in different places, it's where they take it serious because they see what so there's a movement on what you do.
Yeah.
Then it's where like they start believing in you. No. Sayibona.
Yeah. And you know, it's all out of love at the end of the day, because abazali bayathanda, they just want us ukuthi siphumelele. So that's just more about it. And ngiyabona ukuthi wena, you're someone who really pushes.
Yeah.
Ngiyabona ukuthi you're a hustler.
I'm a hustler. Like, yeah. MC, like DJs, but all those people that inspire me ukuthi ngipushe hard.
Yeah. So what is it exactly about the people that you grew up listening that made you ukuthi ufuna ukungena in the industry? Was it maybe the content that they were rapping about, or was it just because unothando nje for this? What is your main inspiration for rapping, and what type of rap do you rap? You know, what type of things do you rap about, and why do you rap about those type of things?
No, music, the thing that I rap about, inspiration. If when I wake up, you get inspiration. You know?
Yeah.
Those people they inspire me with Bashai Ngoma Eakai. Now I take it from there with no. I love to inspire abantabani with don't give up, keep on pushing. My music is all about motivation. Tell you to not give up, keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah, and then also ngenza music and all that.
Yes. That's what I love about artists. Ukuthi they like to put their heart into their music. If you're going through something, you're like, let me write a song. I know someone who listens to this is going to be inspired because they're going through the same thing, perhaps.
Yeah.
So what challenges would you say you faced in the industry thus far? How long have you been in the industry, firstly?
Hey.
It's been a while.
I think like 8, because I took it serious on music on 2014. Because that's not the same thing. But I started to record like 2012. Then I sing about serious music, attending interview and all that thing for 2014 till there. So you can count from 2014 till now.
Yes. So it's been a very long time. What challenges would you say you faced, especially as an upcoming artist? that you think has made you stronger?
I'm a challenge that we face in the music industry. I'm a challenge you would see. As I'm here, you have to try to connect with people, labo, yeah, so that you put your music. And also, I'm a gigs. It's hard to get gigs.
It's hard to get gigs.
And sometimes people they book you for free, yabo. And that car, sometimes you don't have enough transport. But they don't understand. They just could see we give you the platform, so you have to be there. So when the time goes, yabo, you have to be able to manage, especially more independent, yabo. It's good abantu abane record label. As dependent, it's hard, yabo.
Yeah.
Because under better now because I'm in Durban, yabo. Mm. But back then at home, it was really hard.
Yabo. It was really really
because
hard.
Everything is a packet in luck.
Ooh, hey, I can imagine. Yeah. And yabo. You don't have another job,
like a
9-to-5. I think it's a lot harder because you find with some people say, yes, they're pushing music, but they have like a job. Like
yeah,
a nine
yeah,
to
it
five.
Is better if you like that. But that's why I mean, against this in training.
Yes. And fund your music because at first you have to be the one funding your music, right?
Yeah.
Before you can actually start making money from your music. Yeah, so we know, Guti, people that do hip-hop rap, live performances are very important. You mentioned now, Guti, Amapu Kings. So what would you say your fans or people that come and watch, you can expect when we come and see Uman V Team Rapper? What can we expect to see? Have you had any memorable stage moments?
Yeah, a lot.
The
way I'm performing a corner, I can't explain, but when I perform there, I do what I feel. I do what is inside in my heart.
So can you dance?
Yeah, I can dance. If you, the music is
you must teach me a few moves.
Right, no problem.
A few moves like, hey, like when we play a song, we're going to dance.
All right, cool. We'll try.
I want to see. Okay, before we go into your music, we know Guti, e-rap and hip-hop is a culture in itself. It's not just about the music, but it's a hip hop culture, right?
Yeah.
So I can see by the way you dressed, because usually hip hop culture is made up of drip. It's made up of drip. It's made up of what you wear. It's made up of speech, language.
Yeah. Because you're the artist.
You're an artist. So what elements of the hip hop culture do you feel most connected to? Like I mentioned, there's the fashion part of it, there's the language speech part of it, there's the lifestyle part of it. Which one would you say when you feel most connected to, and then as a result it influences the music?
Okay, I love the language.
Yeah.
I love it. Ooh, the clothes.
The drip, the fashion.
And also Nguenzo music from Guti, because you know as rappers I love the catch, Guti. You have to show what you have. Like, we rap here, not Guti. People, they have to listen to music, but now, as you are, you have to rap live to show them what you got. Because most of them, they use auto-tune, you know, people. So, Tina, it's rappers, we have to prove, Guti.
I can rap.
Yeah, I can rap. I love that thing, Yabo.
Can you freestyle?
I can freestyle.
Okay, you're going to give us a little bit of something.
Yeah.
In just a bit.
Later on.
later on. I want us to speak about some of the projects that you've worked on. I know, Guti, you've worked on 3 projects. We've got Future at Success Music Volume 1. And then there's Volume...
Yeah, this was my first album, actually.
Your first album.
And it's still well, because I remember that time I was even know about streaming and stuff, but I was making CD and then I was selling CD on the streets and people, they bought my CD. And then I appreciate that so much.
Wow. Yeah. So it wasn't even about streaming. You used to do like...
Almost, I can make like maybe 30 or 50 CD and then people, they buy all of them.
Wow, dude, you've been hustling, hey?
Yeah,
you've been hustling. And then, Volume 2. Tell us about Volume 2. How did Volume 2 do? Because we know with Volume 1, you were selling the CDs.
Yeah.
Were you still doing that at Volume 2?
Volume 2, I did that little bit because Volume 2 was keeping me busy. I was attending interview and all the stuff. I was putting my music on radio station, different radio station.
Yeah.
But people, some of them, they did buy it, you know.
Of them did stream.
Yeah.
I hope you're fully streaming, hey?
Yeah, that time I was even know about the streaming. I started to know about streaming on 2018,
Then
I had to put my music on digital platforms.
Tell us about that. You know why I'm saying this? Because I know that there are probably because it radiates youth and students, as you can see, it's a university.
Yeah.
There are people that are listening that are going to want to actually record music and then put it out on streaming platforms. Tell us about that, the process. What do you have to pay for it? How is it actually done? Just for the sake of Umuntu who's interested.
All right. If you want to put the music on digital platforms, you must have a link like 300 or something on your account.
Yeah.
And then you register. The time, let's say using Discord or whatever that platform that you use, they are charging you. But what is good is that when people, they play with music online, when each and every, if the person streamed the whole song online, you're making money with that. They say in some people get 10K streams online, they say on YouTube, maybe you have like 5,000 on your bank account, like on that account. And then you keep pushing your music. They say in some people get like 30K streams, maybe you have 10K at the bank, you know, more 20K. But don't rush to claim that money. Just keep it there.
Oh,
and
when
I keep pushing. That's why a lot of artists who were pushing long time ago, and then when they become famous, they get rich because people, they go there and stream their music. And later on, when you go to check on that account, you find like you have a lot of money. But you must keep pushing. Make sure you get streams. Make sure people, they play your music online.
Even if they play it in like radio stations, that also counts.
Yeah, that's all. If they're playing, it's online. Yeah, it's
online.
But see, most of the times, music radio station is royalties. If you are registered as an artist on Sambro, Kapas, all these companies of music have to register them as an artist. And then when you play my music on the radio, there's royalties you get. Yeah.
Wow. No, this is very important. This is like the business behind music, hey?
Yeah, you must
know these things. You must know these things. It's very relevant.
It's very important to do those things, because even when you get signed with any company, like as me, if there's any record label want to sign me, even like, okay, if they will take all the money, but I know, we'll see, there's money. And now, I mean, as of long, I mean, people that time the stream, because if you don't did anything about that, the company will take all your money.
Yeah,
you have to cut your music in Jingmelo was good.
See,
information.
That's very important. I love that you mentioned that. Going back to the music, you then release your third project, which is Living for My Dreams, an EP. I believe the song that we're going to play is from that.
Yeah.
Tell us about that process, the music process behind latest project. And Thambe, if you have a favorite song, tell us about that favorite song.
Okay, let me start with the project. Living for my dreams, say like in Pilela Mapupam, say though. Right now I'm pushing for my dreams. Each and every dream that I do, I push for it.
Yeah.
And then again, Daisy all the way best push at the song that will start with playing. Yeah, that song explain about the things that I go through along the way.
Along the way, because of this love for music and pushing for your dreams.
Yeah.
Oh man, sure. It sounds like it's a very deep song.
Yeah,
speaks to the
it's
heart.
It's a nice song, but it's a trap thing, you know. But see,
hopefully, it's clean. You know, right?
music I
love that.
Because I know music kwami is all about ugwaka. Builder like music, Java, MTN. Yabo ngilo umuntu lo oshaya music ozothuma ulalela get the inspiration.
Okay, so sizodlala ke ingoma zakho ezithu, soqala with the latest one. Okay, so I want you to freestyle. You said you're going to freestyle for us, right?
I can do that.
So you can freestyle for us, and then we'll be playing your song. This is Zwakalancane in the background you freestyle. See, I go and I got to go. You and we introduce a lingua.
All right, let me get my voice clear. Okay.
Yay.
Is that what?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the new one, actually.
Yes.
Okay, this song I did with Two Rings. There's a guy who pushing too hard. Yeah. It's him who did the chorus. Yeah. Abantu bayakha lawana idlala. Billy Miller Bunzin, Bunzin. What's up? Nkosi sikele sikeleli Africa.
Team Repa, love the song. It's such a beautiful song. So we're going to be going into your next song, right?
Yeah, all the way.
All the way. All the way. So tell us a little bit about All the Way. Tell us about the song, man. What does the song mean to you?
All the way. Ikulumangam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the struggle that go through.
Yeah.
Everything like all the way, base pusha. Like, I've been pushing all along.
Yeah, all along.
Mfuni mali, mfuni nyuka.
Yeah.
Yeah, bon, and then again. Yonye ikaza yon, bazo hizo na wanti masisi
ilala.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, let's go into them. And then the last one, because after this is where we're going.
All right. Impili binge lula. Impili binge lula, the last song, ikuluma wuti, that the way it's for it, no mpili binge lula, keep on pushing, ipupula kolzo feze, kunga kiva, punga pelumo, impili senga shlangana.
Impili senga shlangana. So, yeah. You want to actually give us a little bit of a thing, even on this one as well, and
it's different. Genzum music, yeah, but different.
Okay, let's go into this one, and then you're gonna sort of like perform.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.